Hi and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. During the coronavirus lockdown, many of us discovered the ease and benefit of joining virtual groups across the internet. Our own weekly group began to meet on the Zoom platform and it worked remarkably well. We considered a number of letters circulated by different sections of the church to encourage self-isolating disciples. One of these struck me, for it included these words: "What does this mean in our current situation? That we can live it with freedom, even if constrained. Freedom is not choosing always and anyway that which we want. Freedom is the grace to be able to choose that which gives fullness to our heart, even when all is taken from us. Even when our freedom is taken from us, the presence of God preserves us and offers the supreme freedom of being able to stop before Him, to recognize Him as present and as a friend. This is the great testimony of the martyrs and all the saints." Suddenly, with lockdown, life changed radically for all of us. Many were no longer traveling to work. We were with our families or alone, and the rhythms that had measured our day were gone. We now had to build a daily routine, often in close proximity with others. Positively, this offered us a grace gift of freedom. We were invited to structure our time as we chose. There were few constraints. Yet as so often, such freedom could be squandered through little more than eating, sleeping, and watching TV. Alternatively, it offered the chance to wait upon God and creatively build the life that we'd always claimed was beyond our reach because of the demands each day placed upon us. Such demands were now gone. God was as present in the stillness that fell across our cities and neighborhoods as when they had been filled with the sounds of commuters and shoppers. In the oratory here, we re-evaluated everything we were doing. Retreats stopped. Face-to-face meetings ended. Jane worked from home. So we rejuvenated our rhythms of prayer. We considered how we related to God within the anxieties that surfaced within us. We took the opportunity to engage more frequently and intentionally with God. One family spoke powerfully of how they discovered something they had always longed for as a family, which now became possible. At home together, they were able to establish morning family prayer. As parents, they were able to become invested in their children's schoolwork and experience. They took the freedom within the constraint and used it to begin building the life they desired in God. Freedom to choose fullness for our heart and to be close to God is always yours to make. Amen. The challenge is that freedom is always with us, as is God's presence. In the future, can we and will we use our freedom to build the life we want, or simply surrender to the rhythms imposed through a life determined by external pressures? Now, my time here on broadcasting Be Still and Know is drawing to a close next week at the end of the month. And I've moved to be working with Waverley Abbey, or CWR, and The Voice of Every Day with Jesus. So you can follow me there, but you can also continue with Be Still and Know with its new presenter, Jonathan Edwards. Do please write to me if you have any concerns or issues, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, and of course I'll write back personally and in confidence. And you can also join me for Premier Life every Sunday. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.